post-match interview.
When we talk Collingwood on Carrick Football, we always try to talk to this man. Taylor Adams is standing alongside our own Jason Doherty for the Drain Man.
Yes, he certainly is, Tom. Very happy Taylor Adams, as you would expect. That was a fairly bruising encounter for most of the evening, Taylor.
Yeah, it certainly was. We're just saying then in the rooms that it was obviously a contested game of footy given the weather, but also the way that Melbourne play their footy. So, it's nice coming off with a win and, you know, knowing that we've got the weekend off and then a week to sort of recover and get a few things right to go into a prelim.
You got a good start and then they obviously got you back into the contest a bit, and it was a bit of ebb and flow there, especially in the second and third quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought whoever controlled the ball around the middle of the ground and contest was able to get an ascendancy. And, we prided ourselves on being able to start games really strongly and come out and try to get the jump on the opposition. And I thought we did that really well tonight. Obviously knew they were going to come back at us, given the side and the quality they are. So it was a real credit to all of us just sticking it out there and making sure that we're able to play the moments and walk away with the win.
Taylor, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Benny Cass and Shawnee Higgins talking to you from the K-Rock box. Just give us the insight into a footballer when you know you're one win away from playing in a grand final.
It's a good feeling knowing that next week's a week off and an opportunity to put some good training together and then go off and play in a home prelim. We'll set our sights on, obviously we'll watch a few games this weekend, watch a few teams beat the living hell out of each other over the next 2 weeks, and then hopefully get ourselves right to go for the prelim. I haven't really thought too much more than sort of get myself wrong. I'm a bit cooked, to be honest, Kingy. So, it'd be good just to sit up with the feet up and enjoy the rest of the footy for the weekend.
You kicked 9 goals, but 5 of them came from off-season acquisitions. Dan McStay kicked 2, but Bobby Hill was electrifying at times tonight. How much have you enjoyed watching another former giant come into the fold?
Yeah, he's been unreal. Obviously the dynamic that he brings to our footy team, speed, skill, balance, really high pressure, and obviously the way that he finished his goals tonight. Super player, he's been unreal this year, and I love him. He's a great locker room guy, brings a lot of energy, and I thought tonight's probably his best game in the black and white.
Taylor, I know stats don't mean everything, but you were down 32 and inside 50s. Did it feel like that when you were out there, that the flow of the game was against you, and you had a couple of really good bursts that were able to keep them at bay?
Yeah, it felt like they were able to probably control territory for most of the game, and they're a massive territory team. They do it as well as anyone in the league, and we don't look too much into stats, to be honest. I mean, we thought that our pressure in our contest was pretty solid for the majority of the night. It's hard to keep a good team like that at bay for 4 quarters. So, it's a tough game. That was a tough game of footy, and as I said before, it's nice to walk away with a win.
And Will Hoskin-Elliott, another former giant, played a really pivotal role sort of down back, across half back in that sort of area. It was I thought some of his work was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, he was unreal. Yep. He's our Mr. Fix-It. He can play high half forward, deep forward, on the wing, and now we can see him. Obviously, he's playing half back at the moment. His ability to intercept mark and then use the ball, he's a beautiful kick, highly skilled player, and a guy that's super relied upon amongst our group.
Taylor, how do you spend the next fortnight? You obviously had a 13-day break out of the Essendon game. Now you're going to get a 15-day break. I suspect it's all probably pre-planned in a way. You'll would have had probably an 8-day program and now a 15. Do you get a chance to have some downtime over the break, or do you still sort of stay in full-on footy mode?
Yeah, no, we will. That's what we do really well. Joe Wade and Fly are really big on making sure that we get energy in any time we can, and no doubt we'll have some time to catch our breath, and you know we'll put some solid training in the next 10 days or so. But I imagine the next 3 days will be almost feed up, rejuvenate, fix some ailments, and then look forward to getting into training Monday.
Yeah, absolutely. Taylor, always a pleasure to talk footy with you on K-Rock Footy. I suspect we'll be doing the same, hopefully, after your sake, a preliminary final. We'll try and jag you again for a chat, and we're talking about you guys playing in a grand final. Well done tonight. Always a pleasure to have a chat to you, and look forward to seeing you in action in a fortnight.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Taylor Adams joining us on K-Rock Footy. Thanks to the Drain Man. Blocked drains cleared fast.
The post-match interview.